Truth, these are bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
How are you doing now?
Really good, thank you.
Doing much better?
Well,
looking good. Man.
Thanks, man.
Looking good. Corey, are you doing anything new?
You also have to look for flat polyps as well.
Exactly.
Sometimes polyps protrude out.
Like, look, I mean, it's pretty clear from these interviews the guy's one taco short
you
of a
hat. Must be crazy. I mean, that's terrible to do something like that.
Carpetbagger, burn in hell.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And because of that, we take you places most talk radio, in fact, no other talk radio show takes you to. That's like the Star Trek open, man. Anyway, racially charged yard art angers a neighborhood near Chicago. Chicago, the city that Martin Luther King called the most segregated and hate-filled of any that he had ever visited. Coming up on our show tonight, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. If you go over there, you can see the show as we perform it every night on our live video feed. So if you're one of those people that says, well, I don't really know, what is this show about? Check out our video feed and you'll figure it out. And I got really an interesting email from someone the other day. They said that they had talked to a program director at a big station, and the guy said, well, our population is too transient, and so people will catch on. And I thought, boy, there's another idiot. There is another dummy managing the programming of a radio station. 877-876-PHIL. Black Barbie doll sold for less than white Barbie doll at Walmart store. The black Barbie doll is being sold for less than the white Barbie doll at the Walmart store. Now, there was a photo posted to a humor website that showed the black Barbie doll and the white Barbie doll and the two prices. Mattel's Ballerina Barbie and Ballerina Teresa. The dolls, which feature brown skin and dark hair, and other dolls, which are light-skinned, the light-skinned dolls are $5.93, and the dark-skinned dolls are $3. So you have the white Barbie doll and the black Barbie doll. The white Barbie doll is more expensive. Now, this has, in some people's minds, this has taken on a hue of race and racism. A Walmart spokesman who could not verify the exact store shown in the photo said that the price change on the Teresa doll was part of the chain's efforts to clear shelf space for its new spring inventory. The Teresa doll is the black doll. And the ballerina Barbie is the white one. To prepare for spring inventory, a number of items are marked for clearance, according to a spokeswoman for Walmart. Both are great dolls, said the spokeswoman, Melissa O'Brien. The red price sticker indicates that this particular doll was on a clearance when the photo was taken. Pricing like items differently as a part of inventory management in retailing. But critics are saying that Walmart should have been more sensitive in its pricing. Thelma Dye, who is the executive director of the Northside Center for Child Development, said the implication of the lowering of the price is that's devaluing the black doll, said Thelma, who never saw an opportunity to be a pain in the ass that she passed up. The Northside Center for Child Development is a Harlem, New York organization founded by pioneering psychologists and segregation researchers Kenneth Clark and Marnie Phipps Clark. 877-876-PHIL. As fate would have it, Ron Tarner from the Mountain Meadow Observatory, and this is in Cloverland, Colorado, and Dr. Tarner, an astronomer as well as a mathematician, and he's also an environmental scientist. We've had him on the program to talk about the environment. But this is far afield of what you're involved in, Doc.
Absolutely, Phil. I never would have seen it were not for the fact that I'm responsible for our newsletter that goes out in the afternoon here.
You have a newsletter that goes out to the scientists and the researchers there at the observatory?
Well, there is an entire scientific complex here that not only encompasses the Mount Meadow Observatory, it also encompasses two other facilities one of which is a satellite program that is associated with our SETI program in Puerto Rico. And then we, of course, have our genome project, which we do in conjunction with the university. So there's a number of different plans. And so our email goes between those three.
Now, when you say that you're responsible for the afternoon email, this story about a black Barbie doll and a white Barbie doll, did you put that into the email?
Yes, I did. Most of the information that we share in the afternoon is just scheduling information, special event information. If there's going to be a lecture series, if there is going to be an assembly of some kind, or if there is a paper that's being released, and a lot of it has to do with news from outside the campus where we work. I happen to include this one story, and I made the comment, Bill, that I felt this was an example of how race is still a major player in how our attitudes are formulated and how we deal with each other.
So you saw this black Barbie doll and white Barbie doll story in terms of race?
Well, I don't think there was any other way of looking at it. When I looked at it originally, I didn't think there was any other way of looking at it. It was in the words there of Ms. Dive from the Northside Center, it was devaluing of the black doll, which is a symbol of the black child. I sent that email out this afternoon at 3:31. At 3:46, I received a reply-all email from a subordinate and assistant to one of my fellow researchers who made the comment that the black Barbie doll was going to be cheaper in price because there were not as many African-American customers, and so the doll would be in less of demand, and it would be a cheaper doll. That came in at 3:46.
All right, now, so you got a reply to the email that you sent out saying this is an example of racism.
That's correct, yes.
And this was from the subordinate?
Yes, this is an assistant. This is not one of my colleagues, an assistant to one of my colleagues. There wasn't any Dear Dr. Tarner. There wasn't any salutation or appellation of respect. It was simply, the black Barbie doll is going to be less money because there are fewer black customers and therefore less of a demand. That was at 3:46.
All right.
At 3:49, I responded by saying, what makes you so smart? And I threw in something I'm not proud of now. I said, what makes you so smart? And I threw in a F-U.
Oh, boy.
Which was not the problem, but I was angry. I then received a reply-all email began coming in throughout the afternoon from people saying he's right. The Barbie doll would be worth less because there's less of a demand. I responded to those as they came in, hitting reply-all by saying that I did not appreciate being ridiculed in front of my colleagues, and I did not appreciate being ridiculed by a subordinate who doesn't have the education. It really got to be, and for me, the afternoon film was an example of the bigotry that still exists in this world. And so next week we're going to have a couple of sessions with our fellow researchers here, many of whom are black, by the way, and apologize to those who did get this email.
But hold on for just a second, Dr. Tarner. Did that not make any sense to you?
It made plenty of sense to me, but that they would ridicule me for taking a strong stand against racism, I think showed insensitivity to racism, or insensitivity to people that would take a strong stand against racism.
And are you still at work, by the way?
I am, so yeah.
Because I think I can still hear some of the dynamos going and things like that.
Well, we're just in the outer. We're actually not at anywhere near the work area or any of the pivots where our telescopes are. But I wanted to say that because there is a very, I think, very, very negative drive toward making the racist look as if he's intelligent. Look at this yard art in Chicago.
Yeah, but Dr. Tarner, the subordinate, and I understand what you mean about being disrespected by a subordinate.
Well, it was a reply all, and it didn't have "Dear Dr. Tarter." It said, "Did you ever stop to consider that a black Barbie doll would be worth less because it's, there's less demand?" And I looked at this, and I rubbed my eyes, almost like I took my glasses off and rubbed my eyes. I said, "Who does this guy think he is?" You know, and I emailed him back. I said, "Who do you think you are, F you?" And that's when I got these.
Well, maybe you just made him angry, you know.
Well, he may be angry.
All right. Do you understand now, and I have to say I agree, do you understand that if a doll or any product is in less demand than another product, it's going to be more cheaply priced?
I don't know that that's the case. No, I don't know that that's the case.
Well, isn't that what all of your colleagues kind of agreed on that?
Well, because all of my colleagues agree on something, it doesn't make it right. I've dealt with this for a long time, especially, I told you, with the Stephen Hawking. I agree, Phil. I agree that it makes sense that a product that is not in high demand is going to cost less money.
So that people... the black Barbie doll would be priced less, not because they're devaluing black people, but because it doesn't have the demand for it that a white Barbie doll may have.
I understand all of that. I am upset that I was made to look the way I was made to look in front of all of my colleagues by someone who has an associate arts degree from a junior college. They don't have a four-year degree. They're an intern. And then my colleagues, my fellow researchers, sending me emails to the effect, why do you have to turn everything into race? Well, I don't turn everything into race.
But at the end, you said this was an example of racial insensitivity.
Yes, I think it was, because they decided that they would turn me into an example of how stupid some people are when it comes to race. I think that's racist, as I explained to you before the program.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, Dr. Ron Tarter with us. The black Barbie doll is priced less than the white Barbie doll. Why? Because there's less demand for the black Barbie doll. But he thought it was priced less because it was racist. And he still thinks it's racist for them to point out, I don't know. We'll talk to Dr. Tarter when we get back. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Tarter joining us from Mountain Meadow Observatory. In this newsletter that you sent out mentioning these black Barbie dolls and white Barbie dolls for sale at Walmart, you said that the reason why the black Barbie doll was sold for less was because it was being devalued.
Well, you know, Phil, it doesn't matter what yes, that's what I said, but that a subordinate of Dr. Dan Peel, who, you don't know the name Dan Peel, I know the name Dan Peel. Dan Peel was a doctor that I was working with on a couple of projects we were both working at that time for NASA. He is arrogant. He doesn't share his notes. He doesn't share his research. I don't like him at all. And when I came to work here at Mount Meadow, I found out that he was working here too. And on top of that, one of his research assistants was here as well, a young man who had an Associate of Arts degree from Boulder, Colorado, and in my opinion is not the brightest bulb of the tree. Now I find out that he sent an email saying, well, Dr. Tarter, and he didn't even use my name, the black Barbie doll is worth less because there isn't as high a demand. And this was done in front of some 300 professional colleagues and fellow researchers by this subordinate, this assistant, this laboratory intern. And that's when I went to HR.
All right. Now, you went to human resources there at Mountain Meadow and filed a complaint.
I did.
And what was the complaint?
Well, we get the paperwork. I basically said that I was now working in a hostile work environment.
Now, why would you say you're working in a hostile work environment? Because this kid disagreed with you?
Because I had sent out an email saying, here is an example of the blatant racism in America, that a research assistant would come back and say, no, it isn't, it is attacking not only by standing here at the observatory, it is almost a fondling, if you will, Phil. We hear an awful lot about sexual harassment. It's a fondling of my pride or a rape or a violation of my pride for a research assistant, which means that, you know, in my business, that's almost like being retarded. To say that...
Oh, look, not to interrupt you or anything, but Dr. Turner, you're saying that this research assistant corrected you.
Well, it wasn't about being corrected, though.
Well, but he did. You said that the black Barbie doll being cheaper than a white Barbie doll was an example of racism. He said, no, it's because it's just... It's...
So I understand all of his machination and all of his reasoning behind how there's less demand. What I don't like is someone who is considered in my field to be functionally retarded correcting me.
Why do you consider a research assistant or an intern to be functionally retarded?
They do not. Well, I don't understand your question.
Why would you say that about them?
They don't have PhDs. They're not doctors. They're not researchers. They have no four-year education. They're simply interns.
All right, but didn't this guy say what this guy said? That the Barbie doll, this wasn't racism, it was just that there's less demand for a black Barbie doll, and so therefore, it would be worth less. Didn't that make sense, and wouldn't you agree with that?
It's not about that. It's not about that at all.
It's not about that at all?
No, it is not.
But don't you agree, though, that what that kid said is right?
I'm not going to go there.
You can't even give him that much, because that's why he said what he said.
Well, he said what he said because he works for this guy, Teal, who hates my guts. And I'm sure that this research assistant was well-versed in how much he hates my guts and decided that he had an opportunity to embarrass me, and that's what he did.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. With me is Dr. Ron Turner from Mountain Meadow Observatory in Colorado. And this is really a topic that has very little to do with what you do, Dr. Turner, which is astronomy and environmental science, but the black Barbie doll and the white Barbie doll at a Walmart store, the black doll being priced at less money, you saw as racist, and you said so in this general emailer, and you got a reply all from one of the research assistants saying, no, the black Barbie doll is worth less because the black Barbie doll is in less demand. You don't even want to give this guy the benefit of knowing he's right.
You know something, the more you talk about him being right or wrong, it doesn't make any difference to me anymore whether he's right or wrong. I think he's wrong.
You disagree with his thinking?
I don't disagree with his thinking. I disagree with him. I disagree with him hitting reply all, knowing that his response was going to go to the inbox of every one of my colleagues, and he had his little moment in the sun making me look like an ass. That's what I'm talking about.
So you're just angry at him because he made you look like an ass in front of all of your colleagues?
I think that was his intent, yes.
Well, for the record, I have to tell you, I agree with him.
It doesn't matter to me.
Well, I have to agree with him. It makes perfect sense to me. The black Barbie doll is going to be worth less because there's less of a demand for a black Barbie doll. The white Barbie doll is going to be worth more because there's more of a demand. It isn't racism.
It doesn't matter to me what you think.
Well, it isn't racism.
And I don't think you can make an absolute statement like that. I say it is racism.
No, you can't say that it's racism having accepted this guy's explanation.
I am saying that it's racism because I will not bring myself to agree with the research assistant of a guy whose guts I've hated since college.
Well, then that just turns out to be a very childish and petty little argument between the two of you.
That's your opinion, Mr. Henry. But I don't like him, I don't like his research assistant, and I have filed a complaint with Human Resources to the effect that I have been intellectually raped.
All right, 87 intellectually raped, huh?
You know what, Phil? You don't have to go, intellectually raped, huh? Is this boring to you?
No, it's not boring. I have you on the program for a reason, but I find that your recalcitrant manner in accepting this explanation is a little childish. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back at a world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Turner on the black Barbie doll and the white Barbie doll. The black Barbie doll, it's worth less. Why? There's less of a demand because there are fewer black people. We'll be back.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL, our website philhendryshow.com. Ron Turner joining us, Dr. Ron Turner from Mountain Meadow Observatory in Clovedale, Colorado. A part of a lot of things going on there, Dr. Turner, from part of the SETI program, the genome program, which I think is fascinating. I want to talk to you about that because I would love to have that work done on me. I'd love to see my family or at least my DNA traced.
Well, you know, we're always... Everyone is interested, at least in the research field, of looking at their own personal genome project. But we're not going to have genome projects done. We're not going to have any astronomy done. We're not going to have any further expansion of the SETI program until there's a little bit of respect and there is a little bit of integrity that's exhibited here, that when I send out an email and I say that a black Barbie doll and a white Barbie doll selling for different prices is an example of the endemic racism of America, that I don't have a associate arts, functionally retarded intern working for Donald Teal.
I know that you feel you've been disrespected. I don't mean to glance over that, Dr. Turner. I know that when they sent this email...
Well, I was disrespected in front of hundreds of people when he said, no, it's, you know, do you, and he didn't even, it was almost as if he said, hey, you. Now, I don't know how to say this, but if there is one thing that I never, ever want to hear from anyone, that I've earned my titles, it's to be referred to as, hey, you. And when someone that we consider around here to be a nose picker, a functionally retarded nose picker, says, hey, you, here's why the black Barbie doll is worth less. That's what I went to HR.
You went to, and you're saying that you were sexually...
No, I wasn't sexually anything. I said that my intellect was raped.
Well, you're using a sexual harassment type of complaint, I think is what I'm saying. 877-876-PHIL, here is Scott in Boston. Scott, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Turner. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Phil? Hey,
fine.
You know, I just got one point to make here. You know, what makes you any better than anybody else on this planet or your the research assistant? Because of a PhD? I'm sorry.
Where I work, yes, I'm better than him. And he doesn't send out a reply all email telling me I'm wrong about something.
But you were wrong.
If I'm going to be wrong about something, I'm not going to have some community college guy tell me that I'm wrong.
Okay, so you're telling me that basically there's no way on this earth that you could be wrong on anything at all.
I'm not going to have a community college guy tell me that I'm wrong.
What's wrong with that? See, that's the thing that we don't understand.
How about this one? I'm a truck driver, and I'm telling you that you're wrong. Okay?
Wrong about what? What am I wrong about?
What, you're wrong?
Yeah, what am I...
You're making it into a racist issue by, you know, it's because they're black or white or whatever the case may be.
You see that it's a black Barbie doll and a white Barbie doll, right? And you're telling me that's not racism? that the black Barbie doll's selling for less?
You admitted, Dr. Turner, that the research assistant saying the black Barbie doll is going to sell for less because it's in less demand made sense.
It made sense at the wrong time. No, but it made sense at the wrong time. It made sense in front of 300 of my colleagues, where he basically came up and pulled my pants down. Now, you know, boy, you guys don't get that, huh?
What do you say, came up and pulled your pants down? What does that mean?
I mean, a guy with an associate arts degree walks up to me with a PhD and pantses me. That's embarrassing.
Okay, so
but he was...
I'm sorry, it would have been okay if it was an equal, someone with another PhD that would have turned around and sent you the email saying that it was because of the demand. That would have been okay to you?
I don't know. I had a perfectly good... Are you telling me there's no racism in America? Because I know that there is.
That's got nothing to do with this, man. You said we're talking about the black Barbie doll. The black Barbie doll and the white Barbie doll. Okay?
But you guys are saying there's no racism. You're saying everything is we all hold hands and it's we are the world around here. Is that it?
Oh, no. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not a racist. But yes, I do have my issues with people. I'll be perfectly honest.
All right. So that's what I'm saying. And you two guys are telling me the black Barbie doll hasn't been devalued as a human being. It's not a human, but it's a doll. But by dropping the price of the black Barbie doll, you're not basically saying, look at that ghetto whore. You're not saying that?
Ghetto whore?
Let's just put it this way. You know, several years ago, or, you know, however long it was, when they first came out with this black Barbie doll, they turned around and came out with it because of the demand. People had turned around and said, listen, you know, they have a black child. They want a black Barbie doll. You know, great and done. The company turned around and made them. When they turned around and made them, guess what? People didn't buy them. So now here they are with millions of them sitting on a shelf in a warehouse.
And the reason why they didn't buy them is because they didn't want some street-walking whore for their daughter to play with.
And what does that mean, man?
That's what I'm trying to tell both of you idiots.
You know what, Dr. Turner, I'm going to cut you off right there. This gentleman may be a truck driver. I may be a lowly talk show host. We're not idiots, and I don't want to be called an idiot.
Well, you'll forgive me, but I'm a very educated man, and when I talk to two men that don't even have any formal education...
I didn't go to college, all right?
Yeah, I know you didn't go to college. Did the truck driver?
You have to remember, I don't have my PhD, so I'm not equivalent to you.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Some guy with an associate's degree laying it down for me. No, I don't think
You know something? I live in the real world. You live in
I do too,
world.
Sir.
If
well,
you want to talk about racism, you're being racist. You're an outright racist.
No, sir. Lowering the price of that black Barbie doll was like saying, get your behind down to the corner because your papa's got to get some sleep tonight.
Oh, you know what? You've decided. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. You have decided that this is going to be about race, even if the logic dictates that it isn't.
So you say that I'm being stubborn.
Yeah, a little bit being stubborn. And you don't want to take any advice from that guy. He's got an Associate of Arts degree. You don't want to listen to me because I got no college degree. And you simply want to say, yes, it is. It's about race, even though the guy proved to me that it wasn't.
Phil, you put yourself in my shoes, being a doctor, having been published in a variety of journals, and having a guy with an Associate Arts degree who rides a motor scooter to work, and you know the kind, rides a motor scooter to work and takes off the big bell helmet, like he can even go fast enough on that thing to cause any kind of brain damage, comes into the laboratory, looks over the doctor's shoulder, and even hacks into his email to see if there's anything interesting there, and decides that he's going to respond to it in that smart-ass way that they will.
Are you accusing this guy of hacking the doctor's email?
No, he didn't, but I wish he had.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go over to Sean. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, Phil. I don't know who you are or what your program is about. I just happened to hear this thing.
Yes, sir.
I'm just, this is absurd. A couple of quick points. One.
Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor, sir? Are you a doctor?
No, actually, I am a retired captain from a local fire department. I would be the guy who didn't have a degree that was coming to save your behind in case the house was on fire, and if the man didn't want that to happen.
All right, but are you going to have a discussion? But are you going to have a discussion with me about the?
I'm going to have a discussion
social,
about common
the racism
sense, sir,
of,
which is something,
of the doll.
No. Listen, if you are respectful and an educated man, you will stop and listen when someone else, and give the courtesy to someone when they're trying to say something.
I understand
something.
That, sir, but you've got to make sense. You have to make
I'm
sense
going to
at
make
a level
perfect
that
sense.
I'm going to respect.
I'm going to make perfect sense if you'd shut up for a second. One, if I was your employer... I would terminate you immediately. You'd go from
that's
the employment line to the unemployment line because, my friend, you are an embarrassment to yourself.
Sir,
if your so-called colleague
the observatory,
would listen,
you don't fire astronomers.
Well,
you don't fire astronomers
what,
like they work at a cafeteria line.
Will you let the man finish, please?
If you're the hopeless
astronomer,
we're all in trouble. But listen, this is the thing.
What?
You called that young man a retarded individual at least four times while I've been waiting.
Functionally retarded, yes.
I would get an attorney and I would sue you for defamation because this is being broadcast across the country.
I didn't mention his
name. I'm sure you know what the word
is. I didn't mention his name. Oh, God.
I know.
I didn't mention his name. So you can't sue. You can't sue if you didn't mention the guy's name. That's what I'm trying to say.
Would you let the man finish?
This bed is functionally retarded.
If you do that again, I'll put you on hold.
Phil, I'd pull a plug on him, but listen to this. I will tell you this.
Look at him telling you what to do. Look at him telling you what to do.
Hey, you. Does that make you mad? Listen to this one.
If I was that kid,
I would get a copy of this tape. And I would send it to everyone on that email list because no matter how much of a person you think that this guy made you an ass, you're making yourself a bigger ass. You should change your PhD to ASS, buddy, because you just don't have a clue.
You've called me a lot of names, but you don't have any reasons to call me a lot of names. Number one,
I did not call you a name.
For defamation.
I said you were acting like an ass.
You called me a lot of dirty, filthy names that we can't repeat.
Did I call you?
No, he did not. No, he didn't.
What did I call you?
He called me an A blank blank hole. And then he went on to say
that. No, he did not. He did not say that.
Well, I thought I heard that.
Well, you didn't.
Well, yes.
And then
the other thing,
he said the guy could sue me. I didn't mention the guy's name, so he can't sue me. No, he can't sue me because I didn't mention his name.
Well,
buddy, he blew it there.
Number two. You should find out who this guy is, give him a tape of this show, and let him send it to all of this guy's colleagues. And he won't have to worry about work anymore.
Mr. Henry, if you want to be sued, you go ahead and sue me. I'll sue you, Mr. Henry, if you do that.
Why? Why? If I know who this guy is, I can send him tapes.
I'll sue you till you bleed from every hole.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Is that right?
That's a challenge, Phil.
Wow. Let me tell you something, Dr. Tonner. I could send this tape to him, and you're going to sue me for what?
Just what the genius here said, defamation.
No, it's not defaming you. This is a broadcast tape.
That's
you're on the air willingly.
All across the country.
Exactly. And you're giving your name out.
I don't think I've said my name.
Oh, get out of here. You know that you're on the air. I've said your name. And
yeah, you've said my name. I could sue you.
Well, what are you, anonymous here?
Lord.
Good
this
Lord.
Guy, you are a piece of work, then, Dr.
I'm talking about a black Barbie doll that was
no,
made
you're not.
To feel.
No, you're not. You're talking about a fact that a kid who's
a
younger
whore.
Than you called you out on something and embarrassed you.
Right.
Get over it,
right.
Dude.
And the kid not only did that, but the kid made perfect sense in saying, you know, it is. It's demand. It's supply and demand.
This
right.
black Barbie
guess
doll
what else,
was
too,
made
Phil?
To feel
that
like
kid
a streetwalking
is an intern, just like that guy was an intern at one time or another. So he's actually calling himself
a
functional retard because at some point
or
another in his career, he was an intern.
No, back when I was an intern, we weren't functionally
retarded. We do our stuff.
We would do our stuff. And I'll tell you something else, you know. That black Barbie doll was made to feel like a street-walking whore by lowering the price.
It's a doll, man. It can't feel anything.
It's not even about the Barbie doll no more. It's about a guy that you don't like, who's got a kid who's working for him, a kid who I would promote this guy like you wouldn't believe.
And,
I never gave out Jim Nichols' name, and I would not give out.
Oh, you just gave his name out right there.
I did not.
You gave out his name right there.
What was it?
I'm not going to repeat it.
Oops.
What an idiot. Now you can get sued.
He doesn't have the guts.
You just dropped the ball there, buddy.
He doesn't have the guts. He doesn't have the guts to sue me. With all due respect, a fireman.
Let me tell you something.
Look, Doc,
I survived Hurricane Katrina.
Cats out of trees. We're not on the same planet. You get cats out of trees, I look at the moon.
Listen to you. Listen to this, buddy. I survived the biggest natural disaster that hit the continental United States in the history of mankind. I was in the heart of Katrina. And
what's your last name?
You're lucky you're not
to be
talking
a smart
about
ass?
Me, because I'd sue you to the heavens, buddy. Actually,
I'm talking about you. You said you survived Katrina.
I
don't know who she is.
It's a hurricane that was in... Oh,
Katrina.
Man.
You don't know what
you're talking about. Some broad. Yeah, you're talking about some broad. You know,
it's okay. It was the hurricane in New Orleans. All right, Thank you. 877-876 Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Phil Hendry.
That's a hurricane.
Leak. Hold on for just a minute. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show where truth is our bitch. On this show, we take you behind and through and over and under the so-called talk radio format. All right, go ahead and ask me the question. I want to get to some phone calls here. We have Dr. Ron Tarter with us, who was in the midst of a debate with colleagues on the racism of a black Barbie doll and a white Barbie doll until one of your colleagues' assistants said, no, the black Barbie doll is priced less because it simply is in less demand. You feel it's a result of racism.
Right. And let me ask you something, Phil. As a way of proving it, you know Glenn Beck, right?
I know Glenn Beck, yeah.
All right, do me a favor. Why don't you call him up tomorrow and ask him to quit being a racist, fascist, Nazi bum that he is? Why don't you do that?
Because I'm not going to do that, because it's insulting.
Oh, okay. So, you see, it's insulting for you.
No, it's insulting to him to just, put together a string of insults.
It's insulting to him to be called a racist bum, even though you know that's what he is?
I don't know that's what he is. And because you are convinced that this black Barbie doll... And what do you mean the black Barbie doll's been disrespected? It's a doll.
I misspoke. I'm saying that when you look at a black Barbie doll that's priced less than a white Barbie doll, you see it as a cheap whore. That's what I was saying. You see the doll as a cheap whore. You don't have respect for it. But not because you want to sleep with it. Huh.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, don't give me that, Phil. Don't give me that, hey, the doctor's crazy stuff.
No, you, Dr. Tarter, passed that threshold. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Pat. Go ahead, Pat. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarter.
Yes, sir. My understanding with this gentleman from the astronomy place is that he won't listen to anyone because they don't have an education and a high IQ. Well, I do. So it's a little difficult for him to say he's not going
to
listen.
That remains to be seen, doesn't it? Doesn't that remain to be seen?
I doubt he'll listen to me either because apparently he has emotional maturity.
No, I'm saying, this is Dr. Tarter. Pat, this is Dr. Tarter. I'm just saying, Amy Bishop had a degree and she shot up a bunch of professors at Alabama. So what difference does it make?
Yeah, what difference does it make? So why don't you just forget about
it? But apparently your gentleman keeps insulting every other caller because he says they have no education and that they're not equivalent to him.
I'm an astronomer at Mount Meadow, and I said that a black Barbie doll was priced less because of the racism of America, and a guy with an Associate of Arts degree disagreed with me. You understand?
I understand that, yes, there's racism in America.
Okay,
nobody's
going to
deny that. There's also racism in Europe. There's also racism in Africa. So I doubt you'll ever totally eliminate it. But what I'm saying to you, sir, is you have identified enough information about yourself and about this gentleman that you're saying you felt raped you in a form that he has a legal suit against you, and I would be happy to send him the name of an attorney to file on his behalf.
You want to get me an attorney?
No, she wants to get the other guy an attorney.
I was intellectually raped. Did you want to help this guy?
Because you are incorrect, sir. You are totally incorrect. You don't want to hear anything anyone has to say. You claim you won't listen to anyone else on this show because they don't have a high enough education. Well, sir, I'm equivalent to you, and I do have a high enough education, and therefore, you're wrong.
Did you go to the University of DeVry?
Every one of the rest of us are correct. And this young man, you have identified your employer. I am assuring you, you are going to be outside of a job after this show because you have made an embarrassment of that entire facility.
Ma'am, I have reported this man to HR for fondling my pride. Now, that's a sexual assault.
Fondling your pride?
That's exactly correct, yes, sir. And I can assure this young lady that when he put his hands all over my pride and probed it.
All right, anyway, thank you very much, Pat, for your call. 877. Yeah, exactly. Phil Henry Show.
Oh, wait, what was he going to say? He was going to give me your phone number.
Phil Henry.